Okay, we're on the top of Daf Kaf Zayin Amud Aleph. Tanur Rabbanan, Meimet Saikofina Samitos. When the what point do we turn the beds over? Answers the Braisa. Mishiyetzei miPesach Beiso Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer said, from the time the mace leaves the house. Rabbi Yeshua Meir Mishiyetzaseim Hagolel. When the kever is covered up after the kfura. So Rabban Gamliel died, and after the mace left the house, so Rabbi Eliezer told the people of the house of Rabban Gamliel, "Kfu mitoseichem." Obviously, he held like that shita. He said, "Turn over the beds." The kevin shenistam hagolel, and later on, when the kever was covered, Amarlem Rabbi Yeshua, he said to the people of the house, "Kafu mitoseichem, turn over your bed." Excuse me, Amrulo, and said, "Far kafinu, al pi zaken." We already did so because we listened to Rabbi Eliezer, who told us to do that before. Okay, Tana Rabbanan, Meimetzai zokfim hamitos be'er Shabbos. So when for Shabbos, for Shabbos, you turn the bed back upright again. Exactly at what point on Erev Shabbos do you do so? Mina mincha lamala, from mincha time. Amar Rabba Barhuna, afal pichein, even though at mincha time we turn it upright, eino yoshev aleh acha teksha. However, the aval doesn't sit on it until it becomes actual Shabbos. Ulamotei Shabbos afal pichein lo leshev ele yom echad. Even though he has one day left of Shiva, he still at Motei Shabbos turns it over again. Rashi, afal gav she'ein lo la'avel ela Hashabbos, la'avel achar Shabbos ela yom echad, he still turns it over. Tanur Rabbanan, hakofe mitaso, lo mitaso bilvadu kofar, talking about the avel, not only does he turn over his own bed, ela kol he turns over all the beds of his house. But filu yeshlo eser mitos basar makomos. Even if he has 10 beds in 10 different places, kofin es kulam, he turns them all over. But filu chamisha achin umesechad. And if there's 5 brothers, even if there's 5 brothers and one of them dies, kofin kulan kofin, they all turn their beds over. Ve'im ha'isalo mitam yuchedet l'keilim. If they had a bed that was not used to sleep or lie down on, but rather just to put things on, ain't tzarich l'kfoso. Such a bed, you don't have to turn over. Dargash ain't tzarich l'kfoso. Dargash, you don't have to turn over. So the Gemara is going to explain what that is. Ela zokfo. You zokfo pashas means you don't turn it over. You just kind of on 2 of its legs, you could have leaned it against the wall. Ramachim ben Gamliel omer dargash matir karbitav vehu nofel me'alav. You take out the loops which hold the base where you would lie down on, and you take out the loops and it falls by itself. Rashi says karbitav, these are ritzuosav shehu kein. Okay, my dargash. Now, what is this dargash that we were talking about, that you don't turn it over? Marula, it's arsa degada. It's a bed of muzzle. So they discuss how could you have a bed of muzzle. Like, they would just be there just for to bring muzzle. So I think the Ron says in the Darim that it's used for in honor of the guardian angel of the house. It'll be around the house. So it's for his honor, so it's not a nichush. Okay, so this bed of muzzle, they call it. Garsa de Gada, Gada's muzzle. So it's a bed of muzzle. Amale Rabba, Elameata, if that's the case, and that's the perish, according to Ula, this bed of muzzle. So what about Gabay Melech? It's none. It says in the Mishnah that when you come to bring the food for the Melech, for when he's a novel, Kolam asubi malaharis, but who may save ala dargash? Everybody sits on the ground, and he sits on this dargash. So mi ikamidi, do we find such a thing? Da'ada ina lo osvine, that until now in Melech, nobody would sit on it's a bed of mazel, and nobody would sit on it. V'hashta osvina le, and now we're gonna put him on such a thing. So matkid laravashi, my kusha, what's the kasha? Midi to have achila v'shtias. What about the eating and drinking? The ada eating a lo ochline eva lo ashkine hashto ochline v'ashkine. That normally we don't give the king of our food yet on and drink, but yet for the suda savra we do bring other people's food to him also. So you see, you do things that you don't normally do. So same thing with this bed. He sits on something that normally you don't sit on. What's the kash? Eli kasha akasha. But if you want to ask a kasha anula, then you can ask it from the following. The Tnan or the Tanya. Dargesh eno tzarich l'kfoso ela zokfos. We said that you don't turn this bed over, the dargesh, but rather you just like lean it against the wall. The e arsa degada, and if you're going to say it's this bed of mazel, amay eno tzarich l'kfoso, why don't you have to turn it over? Hatnan, or Tanya again. Hakofe mitaso lo mitaso bilvadu kofe la komito sheyeshlo besaf beso kofe. You turn over all the beds, so why shouldn't you turn over this one if it's this bed of mazel? So you're supposed to turn over the bed. You should turn this one over also. Merzocha, this also my kushia midi dehavi hamita hamiuchedes l'kelim. We saw before that a mita that is made to not to sleep on, you don't turn over. Tanya, ima yata mita miuchedes l'kelim, eino tzarich l'kfosa. You don't have to turn it over. And so to hear, this arsa de God is not made to lie down on, so that's why you don't turn it over. So eli kasha akasha. If you want to ask the kasha again on ula, you can ask on the follow. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel lo mir dargash matir karbitav v'hu nofil me'alav. That, as we saw before, that the dargish was Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, what do you do? You the mat part or whatever, like this mat that's in the frame of the bed, is attached by these loops. So you just take off the loops, and then the mat will fall down by itself. Now, if you want to say it again, this is bed of muzzle. My karbitin isbe, it doesn't have these loops. It's made like a bed, a regular bed. In those days, they didn't. We're talking about now. We have a frame, and the frame has these holes and these loops. And then the mat we hook onto these loops. And then now Rabbi Gashim and Gamliel says you just take out the loops and it falls down. Now the regular bed is they take these ropes and they wrap it around the frame. So if this is a bed, a regular bed, so why do you take out the loops? It shouldn't be any loops. It's a regular bed. It just should be wrapped around the frame. Okay, so because of this kasha, we're dismissing ula, and therefore dargash is not a bed of muzzle. Kiyata Ravin, when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael, he said over that Amar Le Haumi Rabbanan, Rav Tachlifa Bar Marava Shmei, that this certain Rabbanan told him the following. This the Rabbanan used to hang around the leather maker's market. And he said, my dargish is arsa d'tzila. It's a leather bed. In other words, the mat is made of leather. And the idea is that they didn't want to turn it over when they had to turn it over because the bed, the top part is like where you would sleep on. And if you turn it over, since it's leather, it would get ruined. And therefore, like we saw before, you just take out the loops and it falls by itself. Therefore, if it falls down, the bottom part of the leather is going to get messed up. Maybe a little bit, that's okay, because you don't sleep on it. Whereas if you turn it over, you're going to ruin the top part. So that's what we're talking about. That's this dargish. It's this bed that has a leather top. Itmar Nami, the Grasnach Gorsan, Amar Rabbi Yirmiya, dargish seirugo mitocho. The bindings are, as we said before, is inside the frame. Whereas a regular mita, seiruga algaba, that's bound on top of the frame, like we mentioned before. Amar Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, halakas Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, that with the gabi the dargish, that you take out the loops and let it fall down by itself. Amar Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha, Amar Rabbi Yos Asi, mita shnaklitea yoitzin zokfa vidayo. So just remember back in learning sukkah, right? We have the bed, like a canopy bed. You have the bed, and then at the footboard and the headboard, there's a pole that comes up on each side, and then a pole going across, and then you put like a sheet or something, like a canopy. So this is kind of difficult to turn over because of the bars and everything. So there's a couple of different sheets of what it means, zokfo gedayo. Some say it means, and just leave it. You know, others say that it's like you lean it, and others say that you take off the beams, and that's the shinui. Okay. Tanurabanan, Yashin al gabi kisif. Then Avel sleeps on like a chair, or al gabi udyane gedol, or on a big mortar, or al gabi karka, or on the ground. Lo yatzai dechavasa. Now he's not yotzi turning the beds over if he just sleeps uncomfortably. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, why? Because lo kiyem kfiya samita. In other words, the idea of kfiya samita is, we learned it earlier on in the Tesvav, I think somewhere around there, right, that it's not because it's to make it uncomfortable to sleep. It's just to make it uncomfortable to sleep by turning the bed over, so then all these other things should be okay also. That's what the Gemara say. Where the reason is, we said because the person, Hashem gave his, person his neshama, and he turned it over through his sins, he messed it up, so therefore to remind us that, and then we turn over the bed. It's nothing to do with being uncomfortable. And Mimele doesn't help for him to sleep on these uncomfortable places. That's nothing to do with turning over the bed. He still has to turn over the bed. Okay, see some Rashi now. We did. Arsa Degada. Mita Shemiyachid Imota Lamazel Tov. Ve'ein Mishtamshim Baklum. You don't use it for anything. El Miyachid Imota Lishros Mazel Tov Alar. Just to bring Mazel on it. The tzila, we said, was or is leather. Sirugo mitocho, the arsa de gada, the sirugo is from within. Machnis ritzuas min chore atzei amita. We said that the boards of the sides of the mita have holes in it, and you put the loops in there. And a regular bit is al-gabab, or kaful alei, it's on top. Now, klite, we saw zeitzim yotzim metukanim le-mireshatav, le-margaratav, in the front, in the back of the bed. Venotnim eitz aroch alei, and then you put a long pole across. And you put a sheet on it to protect the person from flies. Okay, back to the Gemara. Tanu Rabbanan. Mechabdin umarbitzin beveis avol. You can sweep the floor in a beis avol. You can sprinkle, like they used to do in those days, sprinkle water on the floor when it's very dusty so the dust doesn't come up. And umadichin karas v'kasos v'sluchios v'kitsonios v'veis aval, and you can wash plates and cups and jars and bottles in the beis aval. V'ein mevin es amugmar, but you don't bring the incense that you put on coals, right? V'es besamim l'veis aval, nor spices. The more asini, is that true? Ay v'atani bar kapara, ein mevarchin lo al amugmar v'lo al besamim l'veis aval. That there's you don't make a bracha on the again on the incense and the spices whatever in the beis avol. The Gemara says mashma bruche lo mevarchin. Now you can bring it and have the smell. You just don't make a bracha on the smell. So mashma that you do bring it, you just don't make a bracha. Bruche hu de lo mevarchina, but hat asoye maisina. You do bring it. So how can you say that you ain't mevin es amugmar? Who are we see from here? You do. Our answer is lo kasha ha beis avol. Ha beveis haminachami. So the difference is beis avol meaning where the mace is. So the mace is they if the mace is present. So in order to take away the bad odor, they make the incense. But you don't make a bracha because you don't make a bracha on reyach if the smell is there to take away a bad odor. If it's there to smell, you make a bracha. If it's there to take away a bad odor, you don't make a bracha. Therefore, you do bring it to take away the bad smell, but you don't make a bracha. But when we're talking about here in the over here in the Brisa, Ein Mevin at the Mugbar, that's talking about the Beis Menachemim Stam in the Beis Avol, where there's no mace there. So therefore, you know, in such a place, you don't bring the Mugbar at all. Okay, Rashi, Ein Mevarchin al Areach beBeis Avol haMenachemim Krova Mevin Inyanim Shel Ochlin. Mishnah. Ein molichin leveis avel lo betavar. So I'm bringing the suda tavra, like the first suda from that other people bring the avel. You don't bring it to the base avel lo betavla, not on a fancy table. Some say velo beiskutla. Some say that's a large bowl. Others say it's a small bowl. Velo bekanon velo bekanon is like a large basket. Ela besalim, but rather in plain simple baskets. We'll see why. The Ein Omrim Birkas Avelim B'Moed, and Birkas Avelim, which is bracha added in benching, you don't say that on the Moed. Aval Omdin B'Shura Menachmi, but you do stand around the Aval and Menachmim, and then Potrim as the Rabbim, and then you send everybody home. A manichim es amita barachov. The mita here referring to Talmud Chacham. So on the moed, you don't put it in the street that people should must beat it in order to shalol argil at hesped, even though really per se it should be okay by a Talmud Chacham, since he's a Talmud Chacham, but we don't want people to, you know, start thinking that on moed you're allowed to do this for other people, therefore we don't do it for the Talmud Chacham either. Velo shel nashim lolam, even not on the moed, you don't put the mita of the woman in the street, mipnei akavod, because of the dignity, because of blood, it might be the dam ziva might be coming out and staining the clothing, whatever, and it's not a nice thing, so you don't put the mita of nashim bechlal in the street. Rashi, kutla is tamchoy, like we said, like basket. Potrim et rabim shomrim menachemim lechulav yitekim, go home. Emanichimita b'moed v'rechov laspido v'lo shel nashim lolam. Why? As we say, shoshachad ziva. Okay, back to the Gemara. Tana Rabbana says in the Braisa, v'rishon ayu molichin v'beis avel, they used to bring the Sudas Havrat to the Beis Avel, ashirim v'klasos shel kesev zav. They used to bring in fancy silver and gold baskets, the rich people. Vanim, they didn't have such fancy things, so they would bring Basali Natsarim, Shalarava Klufa. They would just bring in this, like, willow baskets or whatever, very cheap things, because all they can afford. Vayuanim is Baishim, but they were embarrassed that, you know, see all the rich people bring these fancy baskets and they bring these cheap things. So Iskinu Shiyo Kalmavin, Basali Natsarim, Shalarava Klufa. So the Chachamim is talking that everybody has to bring in the simple baskets, mipnei kvodan shel anim, to uphold the honor of the poor people. And now we're going to see other things like that, similar types of takanas, in order not to mevayish others. Tana Rabbanan, Barishona, hayu mashkim beveis avel, hashirim bizchutis levana, vanim bizchutis tzavua. So they used to be that they used to serve in the Beis Avel, the rich people would bring their things in their fancy crystal, and the anim would bring in their plain glass things. Vayu anim mispaishim, and again they were embarrassed. Sifkinu shayu akol mashkim b'zchuchis tzavua mipnei kvodan shel anim, that everybody would use a simple glass in order not to embarrass the poor people. Next, barishona hayu megalin pnei ashirim umechasim pnei anim mipnei shayu mushcharim pneihem. So they used to reveal the face of the dead person if he was rich, because they would have the rich people a nice, you know, full face or whatever, and then people would look at it and say, oh, look at this, you know, chaval, this, you know, look at this, you know, full face is going to be now eaten up by the worms or whatever, and that brings to, you know, to hesped. Whereas the poor person, you know, the face is all like black, and as it says, mushkari is the name, because they don't eat, you know, so it's not a nice thing that they wouldn't uncover. So as a result, vayu anim mispaishim, the anim that were alive, they would you know, be embarrassed that, you know, that their types of people aren't, you know, they don't show their face or whatever. So itkinu shu mechasim v'nei akol. So therefore they made the kind of that everybody's faces were kept covered, even the rich people, again, mitmenei kvodan shalanim. Next, v'rishana hayu motzin ashirim b'dargash. We have again a dargash. Here it means like a chashev amisa, a chashev amita, and made of ore, like we saw before, a leather thing. So they would take out the rich people in these fancy things. Neim, and they bring out the poor people, bichlicha. Rashi says, mita shelp meisim, a regular, plain, simple thing. Vayu anim, mispaishim, again, the poor people would be embarrassed, and therefore, itkinu, the chachamim el zakana, shiwa kol, motzin, bichlicha, that everybody would go out in this plain bed, again, mipnei, kvodan shel anim, for the honor of the poor.